This podcast brought to you by the Bose Headset 10.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting direct from EAA AirVenture at Oshkosh 2008. We're continuing our conversation with Diamond Aircraft's Peter Maurer. Peter, earlier in the week we talked about the customer support program for the Diamond DA-42. Also, you have underway the Austro engine project. Tell us about the state of development in that and when you expect to have a certified engine and what the performance parameters are likely to be.
Yeah, the Austro engine program is done by a company called Austro Engine. It's co-located or very side by side, really, with Diamond Aircraft in Wiener Neustadt in Austria. So very close affiliation between the companies, of course. And Austro Engine was started about close to 2 years ago with a view of converting the turbo diesel automotive engine and adapting it for aviation use. So a similar concept to the TAE engine, but quite frankly we wanted to have a little bit more control over the power plant supplier.
What is the exact relationship of Diamond and Austro? They're separate companies, but are they sister companies?
They don't report to the same corporation, but basically it's the same family, the Dries family, that's behind both companies.
So Austro is separately capitalized?
Austro is separately capitalized, yes. Okay. Yes.
And the tell us about the basic core development of the engine.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that we want to do with Austro engines long-term, too, is this is not just to supply Diamond Aircraft, but to supply other OEMs as well. And so it makes sense to have a separate corporate structure from Diamond Aircraft. The basic core of our first engine, first significant engine project, is a Mercedes-Benz automotive engine. It's a 2-liter engine that's used in the European A class and B class. These are small minivans that they have in Europe. Its aviation application is designed to develop up to 170 horsepower. It's very similar to the Thielert engine, but it has some significant differences. Same basic layout. It's a 4-cylinder inline. It's a what's called a common rail diesel engine. And what that means is that the fuel is pumped into a rail, a common rail, and from there it's distributed to the cylinders through injectors. The fuel actually runs at extremely high pressure. It runs at over 20,000 PSI in this application.
Whose technology is the common rail?
The common rail is used in a lot of the diesel, European diesel cars. I don't know who actually developed it.
I think it
is Bosch, and I don't know what other automotive companies actually participated in the development. They're basically two different concepts. One is called the pump jet system, which is used by Volkswagen in Europe, and then the common rail, which is used by most of the automotive manufacturers, most of the other automotive manufacturers.
This engine, somewhat less modified from the automotive version. I believe you said it has a steel a block rather than aluminum.
Yes, there was when the 1.7 first came out, the original Mercedes engine had an aluminum crankcase. Mercedes then replaced the 1.7 with a 2-liter engine, and they went for durability reasons went to a cast iron crankcase. The Centurion 2.0, the Thielert 2.0 engine, has a aluminum crankcase that was developed in-house at Thielert. And Thielert also did a lot of the development, of course, to adapt the engine for its aviation application. When we started the project, we worked very closely, and we continue to work very closely with MB Tech, which is a daughter company of Mercedes-Benz. They do advanced design and development. And so really we're accessing the same people that designed the engine in the first place for the automotive application. We also have, as a technology partner, Bosch. So Bosch is doing the FADEC development, that is the electronic engine management system. So it's a little bit more of a factory effort, bringing in the people that do what they do best to put this together. We've built a brand new plant in Austria. It's a clean sheet design. We've got very sophisticated test cells. We've got propeller test stand, and the engine is already flying in the DA-40, the DA-50 Magnum, and the DA-42. So it's very well advanced, both in design and certification testing.
One of the weaknesses of the Thielert was the requirement for ongoing inspections of the gearbox and replacement or inspection of the clutch at 300-hour intervals. This has a reduction gearbox of a different design, and it doesn't have a clutch, correct?
That's correct. I mean, we're hopeful that Thielert will still emerge at some point, and that Thielert, from the insolvency, and that Thielert will be successful in extending the inspection intervals, which was always the original intent. Right now, the gearboxes have to be taken off the Thielert engines at 300 hours, and they have to be sent back to the factory for inspection and possible maintenance work. There is also a clutch that's proven a little bit troublesome. It's essentially the equivalent of an automotive clutch, or it is automotive-derived clutch, so it's a dry plate clutch, and it's designed to take out the peak torque peaks because a diesel engine does have very, very high torsional vibration, and you've got to transmit that through the gears to the gearbox, and so to basically protect the drivetrain, that clutch allows a little bit of slip. And that's proven a little bit troublesome and requires frequent replacement. And in our design, based on that experience, we've actually incorporated a torsional vibration damper, so there are no wearing parts in that, or intentional wearing parts. And the design life of that torsional vibration damper and the whole gearbox is 2,400 hours.
At the moment, if you're looking forward into 2009, what kind of certification completion do you expect for EASA certification?
Well, the target is actually to certify the engine this year yet. It's a very lofty target. We have a lot of work ahead of us. We have to certify the engine itself with EASA, and then we have to get that certification validated by all the foreign airworthiness authorities, whether it's the United States or Transport Canada or China or everywhere else where we want to sell the airplane with that engine. And of course, we also have to integrate the engine into the airplane and then certify that upgraded airplane. And then validate all those certifications as well. So really we have to certify the engine, we have to certify the DA40 with the engine, we call it the DA40NG, next generation, and also the DA42NG, next generation, and then we're doing the DA50 Magnum as well. So we have three airframes that need to be certified with a new engine that needs to be certified, and then the foreign validation. So it's quite a task ahead of us, and but we're well down the road to getting that done, and the original target is to actually have the initial certifications in Europe before the end of this year.
Last question. Owners of DA42s will have a favorable deal to convert to an Austro engine.
Yes, this is one thing that we're trying to do. I mean, a lot of people are hurting right now because the costs that were originally borne under the life extension program for the Thielert engine are no longer being covered because of the insolvency. And as a result, we're trying to help financially, indirectly, by providing an upgrade path for existing owners. So the intent is that all delivered aircraft are upgradable to the new engines, which will do several things. One is it'll give them an engine that's better supported than the Thielert engine is now, and have lower operating costs. But the biggest thing is that it's a 170 horsepower engine versus 135 horsepower engine. So in a DA42, for example, we'll have 340 horsepower versus 270, plus we hold the power better to higher altitudes. And so we expect much, much better performance out of the aircraft. So it's a meaningful upgrade. It's not just swapping one for another. It's actually basically upgrading the aircraft from one configuration to a far more capable configuration, which will then also compare favorably to the DA42NG. And we expect that that will really increase the resale value of the converted aircraft, such that customers are then basically able to fund through the increased value of the aircraft the engine upgrade. And a program that we've put together is to give favorable terms, sizable discount up to 30% on the upgrade from an Austro, from a Thielert to an Austro engine aircraft, to help offset the increased operating costs that customers are exposed to now with the Thielert engine.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us, Peter.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to AvWeb's continuing coverage from EAA AirVenture 2008. I'm Paul Bertarelli for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the seventh consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.